Father Robert Barron, who has a ministry called The Word on Fire. In his homily for this week, he says he thinks of all the parables in the Gospels, this is the least liked. People have a hard time with this one. I'm not going to focus on this one very much. Instead, I'd like to focus on a letter that you received from the bishop about probably 10 days ago, and then a letter that you received from me this past week. But before I do that, I would just like to thank people for the many ways they support our parish. And I'm speaking here not only monetarily, but through volunteer efforts, such as liturgical ministers, catechists, people who help care for the lawn, who clean, who serve as sacristans, who serve on many different committees, people who serve as crosswalk guards at the school, room mothers, fundraisers, many other things. I suspect that's one thing that I need to work on a lot harder, is expressing gratitude. Gratitude to people for what they do for the parish. I know I tend to get focused somewhat on the needs we have as a parish, and sometimes I fail to express gratitude for what so many do in so many ways. You know, the fact that we can even gather to celebrate Mass this morning is the result of the generosity of many people. And here I'm referring to people like musicians, choir members, ushers, lectors, Eucharistic ministers, people who help pay the light bill. All of that enables us to gather here together. You know, the very fact that we have this cathedral is the result of generosity of countless people, both here in the parish and throughout the diocese. It's your generosity and their generosity that has made this possible. And just in case you haven't heard, within the last couple months, because of the generosity of a person who's now gone before us in death, we have paid the final bill on this construction of the cathedral. The debt has been paid. That was a rather large estate grant to the parish, and we are grateful. Just as so all the things that happen here in the parish are the result of the generosity of so many, so the things that happen in our school, things that happen in our religious ed program, all of that reflects the generosity of countless people. Generosity, whether it is generosity with one's time, generosity with one's talent, or generosity with one's treasure or money, really is an act of faith. We give because we believe. We believe in a God who loves us. We believe in a God who sent his Son to save us. We believe in a God who calls upon us to share in the mission of bringing the news of salvation to all the world. It also comes from the fact that we are deeply aware that everything we have and everything we are is God's gift to us. You know, we often say, this is mine or that is mine. But in truth, nothing is mine. It is all gift from this God who loves us and who has given us everything. In order to be generous, whether it's generous with my time or my talent, my treasure, I must trust. I must trust that God cares for me, that God will sustain me, that God will give me what I need for my life. You know, especially when we give up front, You know, when we give of our time and we're not sure we're going to get everything done we need to do. When we give of our treasure, when we're not always sure what's going to come for the rest of the month. That is an act of deep trust. Generosity comes when we put God first in our lives. There's a scriptural text that has meant much to me over the years. It's a text that you saw in the letter you received from me this week. It comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And he says, "He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. The one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly." I've had to ask myself, how generous have I been? Am I sowing generously or am I sowing sparingly? It's a question for each of us. I do know one thing. When I am generous, whether it's with my money or generous with my time, I am rewarded. God has blessed me at times in ways that I would have never expected. And I know when I'm generous with my time, there's a deep fulfillment that comes back to me. You know, there's been so many times that people have said to me over the years that God has returned to them far more than they've ever expected. And sometimes returned to them in ways that they don't even know how it happened. I have a story to convey that. This happened to me about, I don't know, I would guess 5-6 years ago. I'd gone to Minnesota to visit my sister. And one day when my sister and her husband and I were together, her husband said to me, "I'd like to talk to you about tithing." And I didn't say anything, but in my guts I was saying, "I don't want to talk to you about tithing. I'm on vacation." But he wanted to talk about tithing, and so we did. But he had an interesting story. He said a few months earlier, and I don't know how long, he said that two of them had agreed that they would start tithing. And he said, "I don't know what happened." He said, "All I know is that before we started, we always had to juggle our bills every month. And my sister's not wealthy, never has been. But," he said, "we had to juggle those bills and decide which one we'd pay and which one we could put off for another month." He said, "Now we're paying our bills." He said, "I don't know how." He said, "We don't have any more income. I can't see anything has changed, except we're paying our bills." He didn't understand it, but he knew that something had happened. That was trust. That's trust. If we give to God first, God will take care of us. And that's what we're called to do. To place God first in our lives and then trust that God will watch over us and take care of our needs. I tried to find this quote, but I couldn't. It comes, I believe it's from St. John Chrysostom. Now, John Chrysostom was a bishop in either the 3rd or the 4th century. He was known for his preaching abilities. And he also got into a lot of problems with his preaching because people disagreed with him. But one of the things he said was, "The only thing we can take with us when we die are the things that we give away." The things that we hold on to, we're going to lose when we die. But the things we give away will be counted in our favor when we enter eternal life. And so, in a sense, the things we give away are the things that we take with us into the kingdom of heaven. The things we grasp and hoard, we will let go of when we leave this earth. I chose to call this campaign, which I announced in the letter, as the So Bountifully campaign, based on that phrase from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We started this campaign after talking to the pastoral council, the finance council, visiting also with the stewardship committee. We realized that it is a campaign that we need to do for the financial, but also for the other, the volunteer help that we need in the parish. You will receive another mailing next week, and in that mailing will be a commitment card. And we ask you to prayerfully consider what God is calling you to do. Think about the ways God has been generous with you, and then ask, in what way is God calling me to sow more bountifully rather than to sow sparingly? No one is going to contact you. There'll be no phone calls made. There'll be no knocking at your door. There'll be just that letter. And if you respond to that letter by returning your commitment card, no matter what you put on it, you will not get another appeal. And so we're asking you to do that as quickly as possible. Be grateful if you could bring those cards with you to Mass next weekend and drop them in the collection. We'd like to bring this campaign to a conclusion rather quickly. I'm certain that you all have experienced that your home expenses are increasing. Whether it's the electricity, which is sky high this year, the water bill, all of those things are increasing. They're also increasing for us. Our bills have gone up over the years, but what has happened in the last several years is that our income has decreased. We are bringing in less than we were. This past 2.5 months, which is from the beginning of our fiscal year, we've already fallen rather seriously behind. And we're not going to meet our budget without an increase in income. Now, I know that we too have to trust. God has taken care of us in the past, and I'm confident that God will take care of us in the future. And yet, we have to do our part. We have to try to return to God in proportion to what God has given to us. But I am confident that if we plant generously, God will give us a bountiful harvest in many ways, but a harvest of goodness, a harvest of love. Last week at Mass, I spoke about how during Mass we are to bring the labors and the trials and the joys, the sorrows of the week. And we offer all of those to God in union with the offering of Christ Jesus. And somehow how that offertory procession in which we bring up the bread and the wine and we bring up the collection becomes somehow an expression of our gift of ourselves. By giving those things, we are really saying, God, take my life. Take me. Receive me as a gift to you. All that you offer becomes part of that great offering that we do to the Father in union with Christ Jesus. If you have any questions about the campaign, feel free to call me or to call Larry Ackerman or Jody. Not sure how much Jody will be in the parish this week because of her husband's transplant, but when she's here, you can talk to her. Most of you probably received the letter only in English, but I want to assure you that it's gone out in Spanish also. What we did is when we were very certain that someone spoke only English in the home, we just sent the letter out in English. But many of our parishioners will see the letter as a bilingual letter. I want to thank you again for all that you do, all that you give to the parish. And I ask that God will bless you abundantly in return for your generosity.